Chapter 16, The Kidnapping of Rukmini. Before the wedding, a very quiet and serious-looking Rukmini came out of the palace. She was on her way to visit the temple. She was gorgeously dressed, and her mother and girlfriend were walking with her. Her royal bodyguards were also all around her to protect her from any danger. As they walked, very sweet music played. Drums and conch shells and bugles played nicely. Thousands of Brahmana women sang prayers and gave Rukmini flower garlands, sandalwood paste, and colorful cloth for her prayers in the temple. Rukmini prayed to get married to Krishna that day. She offered water, butter lamps, incense, clothes, and garlands. She also offered fruits, sugar cane, betel nuts, and spices, as well as lovely foods made in clarified butter, like puris and kachoris. After this, the ladies gave some of the holy food to Rukmini. She folded her hands, finishing her prayers, then caught her girlfriend's hand to go out of the temple. All the princes and visitors who came for the wedding were waiting outside the temple to see Rukmini. She was a very, very lovely young girl with a small waist. She was only 13 or 14 years old. She had dark eyes, pink lips, a beautiful face, and nice hair and earrings. Around her feet, she wore jeweled lockets. She was the prettiest girl they'd ever seen in their lives. Her lovely eyes moved back and forth when she smiled very simply, like a small innocent girl. Her teeth were as white as lotus buds. She was waiting for Krishna to take her away at any moment, and she walked very slowly. Her ankle bells tinkled softly. Many princes stood there waiting to see the beautiful Rukmini come out of the temple. In her heart, she was simply waiting for Krishna to come and carry her away. Slowly, she fixed the rings and bangles on her left hand. She happened to look up. Suddenly, she saw Krishna standing there with the other princes. Rukmini had never seen Krishna before, but she was always thinking about him, so she knew him very well. Krishna just picked Rukmini up and put her on his chariot, which flew the flag of Garuda. Slowly, without fear, he took Rukmini away, exactly as the lion takes a deer away from some dirty jackals. Meanwhile, Balaram came with all of the soldiers from the Yadu family. Jarasandha saw this and began to roar, "Ah! How is this happening? No one is stopping Krishna from taking Rukmini away from us. We are supposed to be great soldiers. My dear princes, just look." When all the princes had seen how fabulously beautiful Rukmini was, some of them had fallen off the backs of their horses and elephants. But now they scrambled to their feet and got up on their chariots and horses and started chasing Krishna. Balaram and the Yadu soldiers were waiting and ready to stop them. They turned and faced them, and the fight began. Rukmini sat by Krishna's side. She saw arrows falling like rain. She was afraid. Krishna was taking so much trouble just to save her from Sishupal. Her eyes moved back and forth. Krishna said, "My dear Rukmini, don't worry. No one can stop us now." Lord Balaram and his soldiers broke Jarasandha's chariots and stopped the horses and elephants. Sishupal did not even come to fight to take Rukmini back from Krishna. He was afraid and not very strong. Jarasandha and his soldiers stopped fighting. If Sishupal was not going to fight, why should they get killed just for helping the lazy Sishupal? But Rukmi was really mad. He looked at all the kings running away from the battlefield. He shouted, "All of you brave soldiers could not help Sishupal marry my sister Rukmini. But I cannot just let Krishna take her away. I shall teach him a lesson with my sharp arrows. If I don't kill Krishna and bring back my sister today, I will never come back to my home in Vidarbha." Rukmi jumped up onto his chariot to fight Krishna. Like a stupid man, he chased after Krishna, shouting at him again and again, "Stop! Stop for a minute and fight with me!" He took his bow and shot 3 arrows at Krishna, and then he said, "You have stolen my sister. Now I shall punish you with my arrows." Lord Krishna listened to Rukmi's crazy words and shot a few arrows at him. He broke Rukmi's bow 3 different times and then cut and broke all his weapons into little pieces. By this time, they had gotten down from their chariots and Krishna was about to strike Rukmi with his sword. Rukmini ran up to them and fell down at Krishna's lotus feet, shaking with fear. She cried, "My dear Krishna, I am so happy that you have come just at the right time to marry me. But I do not want my elder brother to die for that." So Lord Krishna did not kill him. Instead, he tied Rukmi up with a piece of cloth and snipped at his mustache, beard, and hair, cutting off some spots here and keeping some spots there. When Balaram saw how funny Rukmi looked, he said, "This is terrible. He must feel very badly with pieces of his beautiful hair, mustache and beard chopped off like that. Oh, it is better to die." Rukmi did feel just terrible. He had lost all his soldiers and army, and now he was shamed by having his beautiful hair, beard, and mustache cut into pieces. He had come to take back his sister, but Krishna took everything away from him. Rukmi had even promised not to go back home to Vidarbha without his sister. He didn't get his sister back, and he didn't kill Krishna. Rukmi couldn't even go home, so he had to go in shame to another village called Bhojakata to live in a small house there for the rest of his life. Krishna brought the lovely Rukmini back to Dwarka and held the biggest wedding anyone had ever seen. After this wonderful marriage, Krishna became the king of the Yadus at Dwarka. Everyone came to give nice presents to Krishna and Rukmini. All the streets and houses were very well decorated with garlands, flowers, flags, and banyan trees. Many different kings came to the wedding riding on elephants. Hundreds of these elephants were happily running in the streets, throwing banana and betel nut trees this way and that. Best of all, everyone was very happy to see that their most beloved Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, together with Princess Rukmini, the beautiful goddess of fortune. Thus ends Volume 2, The Stories of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, adapted by Parvati Devi Dasi for preschool children and early readers.